Now to some quintessentially American music. The Motown sound. It's hard to put your finger on what exactly defines it, but you know it when you hear it. One of the key players behind that distinctive sound was David Vandepit, an arranger who worked on some of the label's most memorable hits. Vandepit died earlier this month in his home in Southfield, Michigan, after a battle with cancer. As an arranger, he was considered by music insiders as one of the unsung heroes of Motown. Arrangers didn't share the same spotlight as singers or musicians, but their role was no less important. Vandepit worked with dozens of artists, taking the raw idea for a song and translating it into a structured musical language, charting what each instrument would play. Music writer Susan Whitehall says you can hear Vandepit's work in Stevie Wonder's If You Really Love Me.
The hook of that song is after every time Stevie sings If You Really Love Me, the trumpets come in and answer him with a counter melody, a little figure. It's just irresistible.
Vandepit worked with many of Motown's artists, including the Temptations, the Jackson 5, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops, Gladys Knight, and Eddie Kendricks. The arranger's most noted work was with the late Marvin Gaye. Vandepit arranged the album What's Going On and was nominated for a Grammy for arranging the title track. Whitehall says that song is a perfect example of Vandepit's talent.
The thing that you're experiencing when you listen to that song that you're not really aware of, the strings over Marvin's voice are harmonizing and they're also answering, and then they're joined by horn, and it just gives this melancholy counterpoint to his vocal. It's just amazing.
David Vandepit was a native of Detroit and worked at Motown from 1968 to 1972. He continued to arrange and compose as a freelancer until the months before his death. He died August 9th at the age of 67. This is NPR News.